Regular Town Board Meeting, Tuesday, February 14th, 2023, 7 p.m.
To call the roll.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Noonan.
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Kuznir.
Here. And with our special guests, I'd like to have our historian, Bridget Martin, who's acting in the role of General Moreau, in full regalia tonight to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. Agenda item one is approval of minutes. We have two sets. And the first one is January 5th, 2023, which is the town's organizational meeting. And the second is January 10th, 2023, a regular town board meeting. So we can take them together or separately.
Make a motion to approve both.
We take them separately because I missed it.
Entertain a motion for January 5th.
A motion to approve January 5th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And then make a motion to approve the January 10th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
With 4 yeses, 1 abstention. Agenda item 2 is the dog control officer contract. I have that in the agenda because per the contract, I believe it sunsets tomorrow,
yes.
15th. And I have been in contact with our current dog control officer, and he's indicated an interest in moving on. However, he doesn't want to leave the town high and dry. So he's willing to serve for up to 6 additional months under last year's terms. The only thing he would ask is for the town to provide him with a cell phone, which he would turn in when his services are no longer needed. He was using another municipality's phone, which is why we didn't have it before. He was using his own personal phone, and we had built in a stipend to the previous contract. So my recommendation would be to authorize the supervisor to sign a dog control contract with Josh to continue for up to a period of an additional 6 months, with no changes in terms other than the fact that the town will now provide them with a cell phone for official use.
For that period. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I would like the up to part, because that's what we're kind of working on. We're not locked in the going full length. We find the right person. So. Right.
And I know I have an interview scheduled, I think, tomorrow with someone whom I think you already interviewed that's interested, and I'll report back on how that goes. Agenda item 3 I have. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Agenda item 3 I have is Water and Sewer Department. The only thing I have there is all the board members should have received a copy of the Outer District Agreement that looking for a town board to act on. My intention is when a special counsel provides the board with the resolution to take it up at our next board meeting. So I would encourage everybody to read that. If you have any questions or comments, get them to me. I'll try and get an address before it makes it to the agenda for the next board meeting. Item 4 on the agenda is Baker's Falls Solar Project. As the board is aware, the planning board approved the request for the project in our industrial park. And tonight, one of the sponsors of the project wishes to address the board with a request regarding a conservation easement that is owned by the town. So,
thank you very much. Appreciate everyone's time tonight, and thank you for adding me onto the agenda. I'm just going to pass around a map because I think this will be illustrative for the board to consider.
Thank you.
Go.
Thank you.
Go. Okay, so thank you, everyone. Yes, so this is, my name is Michael Cucciera from NextAmp. I'm Vice President of Business Development. I've been before both the Town Board and Planning Board, dating back to 21, with this project in the Moreau Industrial Park. What you're looking at here on the map is the pretty, I believe this is the approved set that was brought to the Planning Board. And what we've done is gone ahead and highlighted some of the changes that we're seeking. Back in 1994, Moreau Industrial, Moreau Park Inc. and the town of Moreau entered into a conservation easement on these on three parcels. That's actually makes up the site that we're looking at here. That conservation easement originally was to lay out approximately 14-acre conservation area as well as utility easement areas. At the time, I would imagine as the building of the park was commencing, the town probably, and as well as Moreau Park Inc., were interested in laying out utility line areas, etc., and then reserving some of this area for trails and or a picnic area, I think it says in the primary conservation easement. After we received our approvals, including the proposed tree clearing lines that is shown on this map, and I'll explain the color-coded map in a second, we realized that this conservation easement, although we knew it was on title, would affect primarily not where the project is located. There's only one structure that's actually within the easement currently, and that's a fence, but really our shading area. So as you know, these solar projects need sunlight, so we will need to clear the boundaries, and in this case on your map is represented in the area marked in green, so it's the topmost line. That is our proposed tree clearing limits, which is necessary to build and allow for this array as permitted to properly produce the electricity that we intended to. If we look down, the second line in the picture is a setback. That's the blue line. That's a 20-foot setback from the bottom line, colored line, which is the red line, which is the actual limits or the actual limits of the conservation area that was put in place in 1994. As you can see, for the majority, and I should mention the orientation of this map, south is on your left and north is on your right. So on this, from the south going up north, you can see our tree clearing line runs pretty close along with the actual conservation easement and or the buffer. There's a section in the northwest where we do impact that conservation easement, as we were to find out afterwards, which is really why we are seeking consideration of a proposed amendment. And what we are seeking to do in the amendment that I shared with the board would be to take this 14.4-acre conservation easement and shrink that to approximately 11.3 acres. So about 3.1 acres in reduction, and mainly to allow for us to do our tree clearing within these boundaries, And to locate a portion of the fence where it you see that in that little right angle box on the top right corner. And so I think it's important to know, so in our minds, a very limited reduction in conservation easement area. The second thing I would say is that except for that fence line, the remainder of the property that is going to be cleared within this conservation area, or perhaps if approved, that area that's given back to the current owner, Moreau Industrial Park, for use, will be cleared, but is going to be left alone. There's going to be no stumping. It's going to be allowed to grow back to its full height over the life of the project. There might be some maintenance. We would seek the right to have some maintenance and to keep the trees to a reasonable level should they get too high 20, 25 years, 30 years down the line. But really, this land will remain wild. It's not going to be improved upon. Hopefully that gives you enough of a picture for me to answer any questions you might have. And I did present, and Carla, I'm not sure if the town board has seen the whole amendment of agreement, but it's a two-page form. Okay, great. Thank you. Just a two-page form that kind of spells out sort of the history of this conservation easement and what we are seeking. So I appreciate everyone's consideration. This would be a benefit to the project and to the property owner as a way to make sure that we can bring this project to construction in 2023.
So when this project was before the planning board and it did receive the condition approval, with the condition only revolving around the decommissioning bond issue, did this come up at all? Did you present this issue to the planning board members?
So I did not. And so while this was on our title report, what we had focused on, what we had focused on was actually an archaeological easement that originally was later taken out in a first amendment to this original easement. We had focused on that. We had talked about that with the board. We actually went through a series of additional archaeological testing. But the way we don't typically lay out our title exceptions until we know what our footprint is. And by that time, when we had done this, only then did we realize this was going to be an issue. So this was not discussed with the planning board. But they did know where we were clearing. So from a seeker perspective, as well as impact to the surrounding area, they did visually see that green line, our clearing area.
The line that is
right. Exactly, that green line, which is what was proposed and put forth to the planning board.
So this question is for council. Conservation easements are kind of a tricky thing.
They are, and actually Mike and I had spoken about this. The current conservation easement, because the town is the beneficiary of the easement, the town has the right to change it if it so desires. We looked, and DEC and ACOE are not, Army Corps did not, they're not part of this. If they were part of this, he wouldn't be standing. But it is something the town can do if it chooses to.
And would this require a second review by county planning?
I don't know if county planning would have to be involved in this again. Because they like to be involved in clearing. Have you talked to Mike Valentine or any of those guys about clearing?
We have not. We have not because we're still trying to figure out if we can clear it. I think this would be one of our final pieces to know where we can clear and if we can meet that March 31st deadline. So we haven't talked to Mike Valentine.
Yeah, I don't know if it would go to county planning for that. That would be, that I just don't know yet. That has never come up. That question never came up. I would have talked to him. We would have had that conversation.
Yep.
Any board members have any questions or comments?
To council also, does it need to go back in front of our plan?
I tried to speak with Jim Martin today. Have you spoken with Jim recently?
I have not. He's been on the email correspondence, but I haven't heard from him.
And he's been aware of this. He has not issued you any concerns or anything like have to figure out if there's a reason we'd have to declare the surplus to do that. Are we just moving it?
Just moving lines. And that's what, you know, in that second, in the Exhibit A, those meets and bounds match our green property line. So it would just be a shifting of lines.
Of the easement line.
Correct, of the easement lines.
All right, that's what I thought it was.
But then I hear it's also a reduction in the acreage.
Right,
3.1 acre reduction.
Yeah.
Correct.
So I have a question for you. So as it sits right now, with the current boundary lines as they are on this map, what percentage or how much time in a day would you be losing incoming solar radiation on some of these panels that are close to the line if nothing is cleared? What percentage of your sunlight would you not be receiving?
Sure. Probably it's less of... What we actually looked at, what we would have to do is, because it's so aligned, except for that top portion, what we would do is actually reduce the size of the system. So when we did that, it was probably about a 10 to 15% reduction in total system size and then therefore production. So we looked at it from that angle, more that we could, if we were to have to maintain these boundaries, we would just have to shrink this size. And then we would have the clearance from those existing trees in which to operate. So I can't give you the hours in the day, but probably a 10 to 15% reduction.
Okay. Because I'm assuming you're trying to capture as much sunlight from sunrise to sunset as possible.
Correct.
So that at sunrise, it's going to be sunrise until, 8 o'clock in the morning or something like that, right? And then 3 in the afternoon to sunset or something on the other end, I would imagine, is what you're trying to capture in.
Yeah, this is like the western boundary, right? So as it's, the reason why we would need to clear that far is to kind of give us as much of that sunlight like you're describing.
I'm a science teacher, so that's
nice.
We're currently doing incoming solar radiation. Go ahead.
One real quick question. You mentioned some deadlines by 31st. What's the significance of
that? It's a back clearing deadline. So there has been quite a bit of changes at the federal level on the Indiana bat and northern long-eared bat. So right now we're waiting for changes in rules and regulations. But since we were expecting that those rules to change on the 31st of January, but I think since then the federal government has given us an extension through the 31st. Ideally, we would do that. If we don't meet that, we'd have to follow the new rules and wait till November. So that's sort of also an impetus for us, making sure we can clean this up if we can. I would also add, Mr. Noonan, that the other piece that does not appear on this map, as I mentioned before, these are three separate parcels, and that conservation easement has 20-foot boundaries. And right now I'm only showing in the blue line the 20-foot setbacks and how they affect the system on the west side. But there are parcel lines between, this is actually chopped up into three different parcels. And so what we're seeing from a title perspective is now going between our project, we have these 20-foot setbacks that's going to kind of impede our ability then to even build within this site. So that's even, that's also another big issue that we're trying to resolve with this conservation easement. It's a mixture of both that shading, but also the setbacks as they appear on the internal boundary lines.
And are you looking to clear cut this or just take down the tree growth that's going to affect your...
Yeah, so within the project area will be clear cut, stumped, and built upon. But in the conservation area where we're proposing to move the setbacks, it would be clear cut, but allow vegetation regrowth immediately.
So with the exception of that one fence in the most, almost northwest corner, the actual project itself is not going to be affected in the area. You're looking to clear about 3 acres of trees that your intention is to let grow back during the life of these solar panels.
Correct. Yep. Yeah, there's only one small area. There's a couple other areas to the south where we can move our fence in pretty easily, so we can stay out of it. It's really that northwest portion that's kind of the biggest issue.
There's some documents received that I have to review.
Any other questions, Ben? Would your company be open to maybe replanting outside the conservation easement if this was to go through? And I'm only saying that because, you know, we are starting to get some more business here down at the industrial park, and there are neighbors nearby, so I would be concerned with any sort of sound barrier that we would take out with vegetation. Just a thought, you know, if we're going to lose 3.1 acres, I'm not saying replant 3.1 acres, but some sort of a vegetation that maybe might help with some sound absorption. It's just something to think about. You don't have to answer that right now, but this, you know, I'm sure you'll bring it back.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we'd be open, you know, to whether it's replanting, although, you know, I think a natural revegetation might be better in the long term, just given the, you know, sometimes difficulty in keeping those plantings, you know, going over the long term. We do have a significant boundary, you know, the remainder of this parcel is going to be wooded all the way to the parcel line. So we, you know, we did address that with the planning board, but we'd be open to, you know, concessions to the town for this transferable property if that's what is needed.
So what are the options available to you should the town not grant relief?
So to be honest, you know, I think we would have a reduction in size. We would likely, I think we would still have to stay and try and push for the setback issue. I think that's really that could really prevent financing of this project. So we'd be in pretty good trouble, to be honest with you, if we couldn't resolve that setback issue. If it was just a line conservation line easement, we could live with that 10 to 15% reduction. It's not great. Limits our size and our impact that we want to have in the community, but that would be probably a good issue. I think the only solution to that would be to come back and try and merge these lots so that those 20-foot boundaries, 20-foot setbacks, go to the outside of the parcel. I think that's our biggest issue. It was just sort of delay our construction start from likely a 23 to 24.
Mike, does the LLC own both parcels?
They own all three parcels.
So,
correct.
Have you talked to Alan?
We've spoken about it, and we can certainly look at that option as well.
Get rid of your setback issues.
We get rid of my setback issues for sure. So, you know, I don't. We could explore that. I mean, and by the way, yes. I mean, I am sort of negotiating, I guess, on their behalf. I'm, you know, NexAmp and Bakersfield Solar is not even a party to this agreement, but me and Alan are aligned. You know, as far as what's on the document right now, he was comfortable with me presenting.
Anything else? If not, well, thank you very much. We have some documentation. We do appreciate your presentation, and we'll keep you informed as to where the board is thinking they'd like to go with it.
Great. Yeah, please stay in touch with me and let me know anything we could do to make this work. We'll be willing to do it. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much, everyone.
Supervisor items. We have a couple of things to report. The first one is that at the county level, which will impact our residents, our volunteer firefighters, as well as ambulance workers, the County Board of Supervisors had a special meeting on Tuesday, February 7th. What changes to the state law, what proposal to enact a local law, which would be Local Law 3 of 2023 at the Board of Supervisors. that would allow individuals a 10% reduction in real property taxes if they are a volunteer firefighter or ambulance worker, with certain stipulations. And the reason I'm bringing it up here this evening is that we do have a public hearing on that local law tomorrow at 4:30 county building. So any member of the public wishes to be heard, that will be the time prior to action by the full board at our next Board of Supervisors meeting later this month. Also, the county held a press conference on September 7th where the county unveiled a comprehensive near-real-time substance use surveillance dashboard. And you know, one of the things that the county has had great success and progress in is, has been our fight against the scourge of opioids in our county. Substance use is still a problem in our communities, and the purpose for this real-time dashboard, which has been will help our public health, our mental health, and law enforcement officials, as well as our community partners that deal with this on an everyday basis on behalf of our county residents. And this will lead to a more comprehensive prevention, education, treatment, and response services for all of our residents. And this will be this will leverage data from six primary sources. Saratoga County is very fortunate. We're one of the few counties that has MD epidemiologists on staff in all counties in New York State. We actually hired a second one not too long ago. So our county is at the forefront in this fight against the scourge. And the current data sources will include high-intensity drug trafficking, overdose detection and mapping application programs. It will also include New York State electronic syndromatic surveillance systems from emergency departments. Saratoga County Coroner's Office will be involved with toxicology reports. OASIS treatment admission rates will be listed on that. And then the New York State Department of Health, Bureau of Narcotic Enforcement will also have information on there. So this continues the county's efforts to address this growing issue. I can tell you that the county has been received over $884,000 in opioid settlement monies. There's another settlement that's coming down later this month, I believe, and we believe over the lifetime of those payments, it'll get us up probably close to $7 million in funding that will help us with this issue. So wanted to report that. We do have the latest numbers from the Saratoga County Clerk's Office. Craig Hanner provides a monthly report on our mortgage receipts. And we have received for May, it's around 17,000. Yes, just over 17,000 for the period of January 1 through January 31st. What we're seeing across the county is a softening in the housing market, so that number is down from last year. $17,461 in mortgage tax collected. And we don't get, the town does not receive all that money. We divide it up between the village and the town. Town gets 90%, the village gets 10% of that. supervisor items. I do not need an executive session tonight, as council does.
I do not.
Anybody else need them? Okay, so other business. I do not have any other business. Does anyone else have other business?
Yeah, I've got something else. I know last meeting I had a concern, I brought it up, concerning the shifting of the management of the transfer station to the highway department. And as I said last meeting, I don't think it's necessarily that bad an idea. But I was kind of taking it back a little bit by the supervisor taking it upon himself to do it without knowledge of the board or any input from the board. Well, the same type situation happened since our last meeting with their newsletter that went out. Once again, I am not against the newsletter. I think it was an ideal opportunity. We mandated by the state to send out a notice. I think it was an ideal opportunity to send a newsletter out to the residents, let them know what's going on here with the town, with the town board. But once again, there was no input from the majority of any of the board members other than the supervisor took it upon himself to create this newsletter. And I had a lot of people, when they got the newsletter, a lot of residents contacted me. And they had concerns. They had concerns. But this being election year, they said it was more like a campaign flyer than a newsletter. And, you know, and looking at it, you know, half of this newsletter had some information on it concerning the town and what's going on in town. The other was a full-page ad for the supervisor. It featured just the supervisor, not the rest of the board, pictures of the supervisor, not pictures of anybody else on the board, listing all these accomplishments, I did this and I did that. But the board does these things. So I share these people's concerns. And that might not have happened if we had the input from the board and the supervisor just didn't take this upon himself to write himself up a nice little write-up. So I think in the future, these things, like I say, I want people in the town to be kept up to date with newsletters, what's going on. I think in the future, perhaps the entire board should be on these decisions. And that way, something like this won't happen again. That's all I got.
Yeah, come on. Councilman Van Tassel.
So, appreciate your opinion, your title for that. I want to correct the record, though, that was not done in the vacuum. We've discussed that openly in town board meetings that we were working on this letter. And we discussed it in budget meetings 2 years in a row where we allocated money to do it. So, again, you're entitled to your opinion, and thank you for sharing it. But I just want to correct the record. That was not done in a vacuum. All board members were communicated that we were going to be working on it and did work. Your comments about whether you think it's a campaign or a piece or not, those are, I'm not going to comment on that. I just want to make sure that it's clear to the public that that was done with all board members' knowledge of it being done. We planned for it, budgeted for it, and we knew it was being worked on. If you weren't at board meetings, that's fine. You could have read it in the meetings. We discussed it over. That's the only point I made.
Okay, good. I'd like to respond to that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that we haven't talked about newsletters. Matter of fact, when Gina LeClaire was on the board when I first came here, she talked about working on a newsletter. I realize that. I'm aware of that. I know that we budgeted for it. It's the content of the newsletter that we, as a board, had no input in. Did you have any input in it now?
Well, if they read the...
Do you have any input into this?
We're not
going
to do it. We're not going to come at it. I'll respond.
Go ahead. Sure.
If you read the article, I don't think you're going to see I all over. I think you'll see it references the board. It talks about a lot of initiatives that have taken place in the town that are the benefit to the residents of the town. That doesn't happen without this board being part of that process. So That's my comment, JD. Is my picture and my name specifically mentioned? No, it doesn't need to be. I know my active involvement on the board for many of the items listed there helped get that done, or helped get those initiatives done. So I think that represents the town and the advancement of several things that are beneficial to the residents of the town.
Fair point. But my take on this is that this should be coming from the board, the town board, the town borough, not from the desk of Supervisor Kuzner's, chairman of the board of supervisors, you know, Bill, myself. This report, and it is, it's very thorough, should have come from the town board.
You're
the town board, and because that makes it look like, and a lot of people in the community took it this way, is that it did come from the board, from Supervisor Kuzner's, for Supervisor Kuzner's. I'm just saying the appearance. There's definitely an appearance, and I can understand these people's concerns. And I share the same concern.
Point taken, you're entitled to your
comment. Thank you.
Again, thanks for everyone sharing their thoughts. You know, I too did have a lot of people that I ran into when they got it. And they let me know how much they did appreciate having this information to come to their mailbox. And they said it was really nice to see the accomplishments that the town board, along with the supervisor, have been able to do in these last few years. You know, some of the comments even came, I think they were organic, because they came to me saying, you know, we really just heard a lot of negativity in the press about your board from just a couple people, but it's really nice to see that you, as a board, have accomplished so much. So if we can keep these coming, that'd be great. So I appreciate that they get sent out the way it did. I certainly think this feels like a personal attack right now on the supervisor, and I don't think it's warranted. I'm all set. Thanks.
I'd like to address some comments that Councilmember Donahue just made. I'm looking through the newsletter. And yes, I did use three I's in the newsletter. The first one was, I hope everyone enjoyed the holidays. And I thought the publication of a newsletter would be helpful. And then under Saratoga County, I said, I was honored to be elected chairman of the board for a third year. Only three times in the newsletter I used the word I. Everything else was the town, meaning the town board. We're the legislative body. We take the actions. I'm the CEO of the town. You look across the county at many of our large towns, the supervisor does a more frequent newsletter. And it comes from the desk of the supervisor. But because we're in a political environment, it's a political season, you know, we have a member of the board that wishes to politic at town board meetings instead of doing public policy. That's his prerogative. But I'm not going to stand back here and allow him to mislead the public on what actually takes place here. And if you look through the content, you know, we talk about sewer. Great story we have to tell. We talk about tax reduction done by this board. Great story to tell. We talk about our recreation offerings with the $250,000 grant that we received, and we're working through construction of that project out along the river. Another great story. And we talk about the growth of the town. Public wants to hear about that. These aren't Democrat or Republican issues. These are people issues. And I think our residents are entitled to know what's going on. And we discussed this openly for multiple years. And the second part of the newsletter characterizes what's taking place in Saratoga County. No member of this board here is involved in that. Are you saying, Councilman, that I should be referencing that you had a hand in what's going on in Saratoga County? Because I can assure the public you do not. So, any other comments on that? If not, without any other business.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just have one other point. For the benefit of the board members, I did reach out directly in a formal manner to the chief of the fire department and re-encouraging them to get with me as a liaison. I'm anxious to have a conversation as a follow-up to their comments made at the last meeting. So I'll keep you updated if that dialogue starts to take place. And we'll stay close to them. But I haven't heard that.
Awesome. And just one rec item, just to let everyone know, we did get our side-by-side in. Looks nice. We've got one part that's got to be put back on it. I just want to let everybody know that I'm not going to be at the next board meeting. I'm going to work with the board as well to keep the rec items moving forward in the supervisor's office. In my absence, I will be on vacation for the week of that meeting. But I will be available by phone or email.
Thank you. And I do want to thank Councilmember Stewart for all his efforts in making sure that the town did have a UTV available for rec for this season, because if we had gone the initial route with the price escalations, which exceeded what the town board approved, we wouldn't have access to a machine gun this year at the rec. So thank you for
that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'd also just like to thank Councilmember Stewart for substituting right now as our interim rec leader. He's been handling all the calls, and I've been forwarding some his way from people as well, which is another time to put it out there that, you know, if anyone is interested in applying for our position to lead a recreation department, the job is posted on the website, and it's important that people do get those applications in, because I think this is a job we need to fill ASAP with the right person, as our spring sports season is pretty much taking you away from your two full-time jobs you already have. So,
yes,
thanks.
It's rapidly approaching, and for the record, I appreciate all of our organizations and their patience and understanding where we're coming from as a board, and that we want to get the right person in there, and that we're taking all the steps to do that. So, again, I appreciate everybody, and it's not just that one person. Everybody on the board here has been helpful. So, thank you.
I just got one more thing. I was invited last night to the meeting for the Falcons Falls World Chamber of Commerce. I had showed some interest. Matter of fact, I'll put on a concert by going down the park, not a rec park, down at the First Street. And so they invited me last night to their meeting, and they asked me to be on a committee for concerts this year. And we threw some ideas around and stuff. We're going to meet again as a committee. And I talked to Mayor Vodkin, and matter of fact, in the last fall, I talked to him. And the village is definitely in favor of maybe co-sponsoring some of these concerts. We're looking at maybe 5 concerts. So if I get any more information, I'd like to bring it back to the board and see if maybe, you know, think about it. Maybe the board could get on board and help sponsor some of these concerts too. So I'll keep you updated as we move along with it. But I know it's something that people really, really enjoy. And they really like to come out and have a nice evening of music. So I'll keep you updated on that.
Thank you.
I actually spoke with the mayor when I was kicking off the Saratoga County Planning and Zoning Council, and he did come up to me before I kicked off the event, and we did chat about that and some other things, and I told him, you know, my door is always open for like to speak, so appreciated him coming forward. Any other business? If not, we'll go to agenda item 8, which is privilege of the floor. Any member of the public who wish to be heard? If so, please state your name and address for the record.
Dom Tom, Cedar Lane. Just wanted to bring something that's very serious and growing and has been for a while, serious nature. Again, last week we had another drug bust at a very well-known crack house, 172 Redmond Road. I don't mind naming the address because it was in the paper. It has historically been a problem, numerous raids, and as usual last week, 4 a.m. flashbang grenade by the raiding parties. My neighbors and I are aware of it. We've talked to law enforcement personnel about it. I'm not going to name names, but there has to be something done by the town in conjunction with these raids. As an example, a few weeks ago there was a raid down in Cahoes, city of Cahoes, and what they did was, after they secured the scene, made the arrests, etc., the town, the city's building inspector, code enforcement officer, and I believe the health department came in and inspected the house on the spot and closed it because it was unfit for human habitation. To get rid of these houses, I'm telling you also that the law enforcement personnel told my neighbors and I that there are probably upwards of 20 of these so-called crack houses and trap houses in the town of Moreau, including the village because they're part of the town. And apparently there's been no cooperation or ideas spread to possibly do the same thing that the city of Cahoes did. So I'm just here to tell you that there's a major, major problem. These crack houses are spread throughout the town, and especially the one on Redmond Road. While one person was in the papers being arrested, there were actually three others. There have been people arrested in their cars coming to and from that particular house. Spire Falls Road, Butler Road, Redmond Road. And they are coming from out of the town, of course. And the latest revelation from the other night was that one of the people involved is from the Bloods. This is coming from law enforcement personnel. I don't want to get it. I don't want to hassle with me. I'm just letting the information be known. There's a problem, and I hope that something can be done, more cooperation, maybe work with the law enforcement personnel, that when they're going to do a raid, town could step in, because I tell you right now, the Redmond House Road, just looking from the outside, that should be closed. So thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
I would just add that we actually have a member of law enforcement on the town board. Does a fantastic job on behalf of the sheriff's office. I also have an incredible working relationship with Sheriff Zerlo. We communicate on a regular basis many times a week. When he needs anything from the town, we're here to provide it. Obviously, for certain actions, the information that he's able to share is somewhat limited, but I always have kept abreast of what's going on in our community, and he's just done a fantastic job, not only in town of Moreau, but throughout Saratoga County with this growing problem, so it's not going to go away. Any other member of the public wish to be heard? If not, that's all I have. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.